Missouri. I don't know of another church that I've gone to without the trappings that love Jesus the way these people do. I feel the Spirit of the Lord here. When I walked in, I feel peace. Love to be in this house because there's peace in here. I know that you're here, and I know you want to do something with Revival Center. Now, you named it Revival Center for a purpose, so I know that you have a plan. Lord, we expound the word today before we're going to take the offering like they want us to do, but I just don't feel like putting on no airs. I just feel like being me. And I thank God for me. Me, get out of place and down, but me is me. And I'm asking you to help me, Lord. Anoint thy servant. Anoint me, Lord, to preach this word. Anoint me, Lord. And let the word go forth with signs and wonders. And let the word be confirmed, Lord. Heal those that are looking for healing. Raise up, God, people who will believe your word. Lord, you love us, and I thank you for your godly love. And I thank you for all of the testimonies. They're just beautiful of what you're doing for the hearts of the people. I just really appreciate you. I thank you in Jesus' name. So we'll take the offering now. And I'm going to get that out the way. Thank you, Jesus. You know, when you be kind to folks, you get a chance to talk to them. You know, yeah, so you want to do that. Amen. I want you to turn to Exodus. We're going to be going to read the most, because I'm still in this finished. I'm so grateful to, you know what, you could be a saint for 59 years, 75 years. But unless God opened his word to you, you just as dumb as Dora. The word is a revelation to the word. And Jesus said, if you would, in a certain place, he said, me and my Father will come and reveal ourselves. So now if they was already revealed, he wouldn't be talking about revealing. But this is the hour that God is revealing. He's really opening up the scripture. He's really, you know, if we'll be, you know, seeking him and wanting it. He's opening the scripture. He's taking us back to the paths, amen, of the fathers. I just want to thank God. Amen. And so everybody ain't going to want to go back. Everybody ain't going to want it. I'm telling you. And so one of the things that Jesus did, I was talking about today, he brought healing to everyone. He brought healing to all. It's finished. Now next week, we can still take it from the Christmas thing for you people, because he's the one. Oh my God. And we was talking Wednesday, we sung some carols, it was beautiful. And we was talking about what the angel said. That's what God wanted. That's why Jesus came. But when he came, remember, the Jewish people was under the Romans, who had taken over them. There were many people who tried to raise up and fight against the Romans, but they couldn't. See, America is great, just like Israel was great. Israel was a great nation. People, how God did this and God did that. They was afraid. So they walked, when they walked, they used to be afraid of America. When you heard about America, they was afraid of us. People begin to say, God told me to whoop you. You mean the man told, say, God told Nebuchadnezzar one, say, God told me to come and whoop you. And see, this nation is like Samson. We done mess with that the Lord has departed. But God is, let me tell you something. Yeah, now here, y'all, we are Americans. Who are Americans? We kept Christmas, Easter, all the holidays, you know, these were our holidays. Oh, I got so mad. Ooh, if I'm too black to turn red. I said, who? That's it. I said, who they go? Now listen, some cause of the Nicene Council. But you know what? I'm gonna keep it just cause they say don't. Christ's name in it. And the devil wanna get his name out. I understand. But who comes to our country? A country that's under, but they trying to get rid of that too. But I'm telling you, if they didn't get rid of this, then they'll get rid of that and get rid of that. They'll have to tip around and say, I told this lady, I go to her, I say, Merry Christmas. Everywhere I go, I say, Merry Christmas. One man said, America. This is the country that God, people came over here to worship God. Over where you came from. Go back. Why you got to come over here and tear out? But you want to come over here and read so silly. Don't want no freedom. Oh, I don't like this. I get 19 kids and counting. Now, I personally don't want 19 kids. the welfare. They show people that you can have 19 kids under God, and he'll tell you. He got buses and trucks. Come on now. I think he's lifting up Jesus. Now, that's the raise their children. Bet some of those Pentecostals raise them. But you know what? Tam, you're trying to, the devil trying to do something, it's got to be something good. And he thought it wasn't no people said, well, they're not, they do this, and they not represent. I said, now, Lord, I ain't never... did a floor. I said, this is ridiculous. The ridiculous thing is that they want to rule our country. Yeah, I want to tell you what to do, where to go, what to do this, what to do that. Well, it's terrible, Al. We can't say Merry Christmas. We have to say Happy Holidays. And Merry Christmas. Good Lord. I mean, well, we don't want to offend. Offend who? They supposed to come to do what we do. Well, the Lord never left his people. He ain't left us either. Like Sister said. His sister, I moved through Samson. He moved through Joshua. He moved through all the great victories of David. God is always, Exodus 9:14. When God said, let my people go. the Lord is well, let my people go. He tell him, you got devil. You. He said, but I'm going to send, at this time, I'll send all my plagues upon thine heart. Are we supposed to pray so things will happen that the world may know that there is no God? Boy, God told us to pray for the Muslims. He a Muslim? Well, let's pray for him. Several years ago, last year, one of the prophets got on. He said, y'all don't understand. He said something good about, I don't know if y'all, this one. He said, God told him, say, I'm going to say that for the first 2 years of his reign, he's going to be drunk. Because he said, I saw him speaking in tongues. So I'm thinking, the Lord is telling us to pray for this man. Earth. Just like he did Adam and Eve. Is that right? It's time for us to step up and tell many of us want to do it. But we got to pray for this president. We got to pray that he don't. Because they got a hole to run into. We ain't got nowhere. Oh, that there is a God in heaven. Some kind of way, praise the living. And understand what prayer is, and he'll get down and say, Lord, hallelujah, we're going to undertake this thing. Filled us with the Holy Ghost for. That's what he gave us power for. He said, when you get filled, you're going to have power over all the power of the devil. Mother, I don't know your mother, but I thought about her. I said, Lord, all should be like her. Amen. Because it's the last year. It may not be many people. So, the Lord say, work while it's day. For the night come when no man can work here. Because, oh my God. So many of our loved ones are out there in the sin. They're bound by God say. The things I'm going to do. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Things I'm going to do in this church. About Israel and them crossing over. But they're going to know that there's none like me in all the earth. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. Hallelujah. Because there is nobody like him. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, help me. And the Lord said unto Moses, go unto Pharaoh, in the heart, in the heart of his servants, that I hardened it for a reason, that I might show these my signs. But now if the saints of God in the world, the Bible say that the earth is crying, manifested in the earth. This is the time now. And the earth will know that God is my sons, what things I have wrought in Egypt, and my signs which I have done among them. So I've been praying for all of us, me and Clan, for us and saints to get up. Praise the Lord. It's time for God to work. I want to share with you, and you're going to share with me, and you're going to stand with me. You want to stand with me? Let me hear it. I have an appointment at the doctor the 6th of January. It even since I've been over there. That the enzymes in my liver or something. But they want to give me an ultrasound. Pray. What I'm praying. That it will be negative. Are we going to all pray? Because we're one. Uh-oh. We are one. I will tell you that there's no fear. I got to fight. Okay? You know, they told me I had a lot of iron in my blood. Remember I told you that? Y'all. I know beets is high in iron. And so I put the beets down and stopped, you know. That's it. But they took a blood test. You're going to get in this time. So the lady called me. They got my blood. Miss, there's something wrong with your liver. I said, oh, shucking. Everything fine there. I said, I'm going to get the saints to pray for me. I said, I'm going to get the saints to pray for me. Lay hands on me. Praise. And I'll come back. I hope I can get a picture of it. I am to believe God. Don't sit up here and hold things. We want to pray with you. I told Sister Moore a little bit. All of us need to be moving, to move them over, move over. Yes. I want y'all to stand up and y'all pray. Then when I go next Tuesday, who want to lay hands on me? Come on, woman. You can put your hands on my shoulder. Come on there. Go there. Thank you, Lord. Come on. Lay your hands. Where your liver? Right here. I thought your kidneys was in the back. Lay your hands on. All right. Believe it, Jesus. Whoa, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I believe. Hospital Lane. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. We want to be God. Hallelujah. So all down through the Old Testament, we told him, say, yeah, we know about Messiah. He's going to come. He's going to tell us everything when he get here. He said, come on now. We believe he came. He's here. Jesus Christ is here. He's here to heal. So, hallelujah. I want to read, this really gets me here, John 4. I want to go to John. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. John 4. Been praying, Lord, give me something here. She said, I want to read that. The woman said unto him, I know that Messiah cometh. I that speak unto thee am he. He told her everything she'd done. And when he told her that, he told her. This woman did more than that now. The Bible says he told her everything before of what was wrong with her. And she went back and told everybody. Because of his words. Because he came to Samaria and she said, would you stay with us a couple of days? So Jesus preached him that he would tarry with them and stay there for a couple of days. So he stayed there and they believed you don't push yourself on nobody. He went to one town, the Bible say they didn't believe and he left. He didn't believe. So one thing I know, this church is a church of faith. John, over to the 4th chapter. It's finished. He finished it all. I want to go to John 4:46. So when Jesus came again into Cana of Galilee, what a man. Well, he made the water wine. Now listen, certain nobleman whose son was sick at Capernaum. Now the man could have heard Jesus, his word went over the world. Okay, say your auntie, they went back to Capernaum and told it. And then they went and told it. So his word went. America hadn't been established then. But the world that was then in the East, he did. Because of his authority that he kept under God. He was under God's authority. Amen. And so the Bible says, believe. And he besought him. I want you to read this now. Born of death. Now all this dude could have heard is that Jesus turned the water into wine. He couldn't have heard nothing else because there wasn't nothing else done. Then said Jesus unto him, he's looking at the man now. Except you see signs and one taking it as a statement. I don't know how he took it. But when Jesus said this, called him sir then. Come down, because my son gonna die if you don't come. This. I'm telling you, the Bible say when we're together, pray with us. I believe that what the peace you feel, because he's the Prince of Peace. It's today. He come to heal and to save and to deliver. If we don't die. Now Jesus turns around and tells him, I'm going to see what you believe now. Go. There. But he had such faith in this man called. I don't know now what's going to happen. Hey, this man. What we need, like sister say, he's always there. And he's going to be there on time. He said, well, it was around 6 or 4 o'clock. He said, well, that's what Jesus is going to do what he say. I don't care who say he ain't. I say he is going to do what he says. Let him hear, Lord. Lord, confirm your word with signs and wonders following. And he said, you keep serving me. But I'm glad I got a Leonard. I'm glad I got a Leonard. Because he said, if I have to go to the river 7 times, get your hearing. Hallelujah, I tell you. So I said, why don't you lay here? I'm going to do what Jesus said. Hallelujah. But I see you when you go to the restroom. I see you when you came here. I'm your pastor, and I do something for the people. Me what to do. And I said, now, I got a lot of problems. But one of them, books. You know, if you tell me to go pray, I'll do it. You know, I picked up people. I had my bag down there. I had just come off a fast. I had my bag down there. And I say, son, well, he said, my, somebody going to get in your car, take your car, kill you, knock you in the head. It ain't going to happen. Because when you follow in the valley, I took him over there. I said, son, when you walk, he said, mama, I ain't going to walk up to that house. Your mother's going to be glad to see you. Ma'am, I said, do what I say for him. You know. They believe God. They do what God say. Because you know it's going to take God. Somebody said, tell you. This is the day he's going to open our ears. I've had God to intervene to me with things that are wrong too. I've had him to do it. And he's looking for you to pray for people. You know what? That girl down there. Everyone off in their mind. They up in the street and they talking to themselves. And you know, every time got one. And this woman stands out and she mutters to herself all the time. I said, God, you give us something. I said, because the main, when you tell me I'm getting out there, and me and that devil going to have it. I said, because I'm going to cast that devil out that woman. I know it's the devil. But you know what? I'm looking up now. I said, I'm looking up into the hills, for which come my help. I'm looking to be healed, children of God. Now, the church got good music. But we sick, we walk out there. Jesus Christ, now I know what the Bible say. I know what the Bible say. He healed them all. And Jesus' whole ministry was healing. And you know why he healed the deaf? So they could hear the word. You can't hear the word if you're deaf. I understand that. Brother Leonard, I understand. That's why I pray for you. I mean, I pray for you because I know that you want to hear. I know you don't want to be sitting there straining. Y'all don't want to strain. You want to hear. I'm telling you about a God that's still working. That's why I wanted you to pray, because he's still working. Yes. Hallelujah. You know what? I put him on the spot today because that thing got to come back negative. Yes, right. Got to come back negative. And if it don't come back negative, you know what I'm going to say? Well, God got some more plans for me. So for this, oh, I got it. Because, see, I believe God is who he say he is. I believe he's who he say he is. I believe he's who he say he is. I want you to come today. We're going to pray. I'm just me. We're going to pray that God will heal our bodies, that God will save our souls, that God will get us right for the harvest. We can't go out in the harvest limping. We can't go out in the harvest feeling bad. We got to talk about a God, and he got to be real to us. If you believe what I preached, then I want you to come up here and we're going to pray that God is going to do something with our bodies. I want you to come on up here. And it's going for Jesus, the man who healed, hallelujah, and turned the water into wine. That day when wasn't nobody supposed to get up. Wasn't nobody supposed to get up. Not the 4 days. But he was 4 days in the grave and Jesus raised him. That's the Jesus I'm talking about we're going to talk to. That's the Jesus that we're going to. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Unless you think it's me, I want you to put your hands on what you want God to heal. You got something that you want God to do for you, put your hands on it. You put your hands on it. Praise God. You put your hands on your ears. You want your ears? Put your hands on them. What you want, sister? Your shoulder, put your hand. What you want? You just want her to heal, huh? Yeah, yeah. Just lay your hands on it. I said, lay your hands on what you want God to do. How to lay your hands on it. Just lay your hands on it. How to lay your hands on it. Because Jesus is in your hands too. It ain't in just Pastor Davis's hands, but he's in your hands. I say he's in your hands. Father, in Jesus' name, confirm your word with signs and wonders following. Let the church begin to heal. Let the church begin to get up from where we are. Let the church, Lord, begin to have signs and wonders and miracles that we can tell the world, come to Revival Center, because God is there. God is there. In Jesus' name, God, you do it for your people in the name of the Lord. Now, Lord, I know laying on the hands is biblical, and I will do it when it's said. But I just feel like today, God, that they need to know that they got something in them too. Oh, my God, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, Jesus, that they got something down in them. You got Jesus, you got everything you need, really. Amen. If you got Jesus. Amen. I said, if you got Jesus, right. Amen. 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 If we'll follow Jesus, sister, mm-hmm. If I follow him, we're going to get something done.
That's right. Amen.
If I follow him.
Yes,
so pray that I will follow him, that I won't get out of track. Amen. You know what I mean? That we won't get off track.
Right.
Said, well, now, no, whatever he say. She told them, people say, whatever he say, do it. Whatever he say, do it. Now, you may go back to the doctor and find out you done did. Praise the Lord. You believe all things are possible.
Yes.
I said all things are possible to those that believe.
Yes.
Don't believe in Sister Davis. Believe in Jesus Christ first. And then say, God, you've raised her up. Hallelujah. But believe in Jesus first. You got to believe in Jesus first. He got to come first. I say he got to come first. And he's your Savior. He's the one that died on the cross. He's the one that gave his life. He's the one that took them stripes. And one of those stripes was for your healing. One of those stripes was for diabetes. One of them stripes was for arthritis. One of them stripes was for liver. One of them stripes was for your ears. One of them stripes was for whatever.
Yes.
It's Jesus.
Yes.
I want to lift up Jesus today.
Yes.
It's Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And then I'll get to the place. Y'all keep praying. Such as I have, I give to you. But today the Lord doing it this way. Amen. And we're going to see some results because it's him. It's him. So you come back to testify because we had to get results. May signs and wonders be done by his holy name and by his holy child, Jesus. Signs and wonders. And it's Jesus that he's the one to create the signs, children of God. We're going to serve him. I said serve him. Serve him. In him alone. Somebody said, "Say y'all get out kind of early. What y'all be 1:30, 2 o'clock. But we get this down in our hearts and we'll be here. We'll be praising God. We'll be at the altar. It won't be no plaything. I'm tired of playing. I don't see people playing. I want to see something real. Reality. Reality. Thank you, Jesus. We've been praying for him. You know, my cousin was born like him. And you could hold him in his hand. He going to be, don't you worry. He going to catch up. And he going to be okay. Brianna, me and your mother was in the van talking yesterday about your lazy eye. She used to have an eye she couldn't open. She used to have a, didn't she? Brianna, stand up in here. I'm trying to tell you something. Take your glasses off. Come on, take your glasses off. Y'all see a lazy eye? Y'all see a lazy eye? We was talking about that, Brianna, in the car. I know you get a little upset. We was talking about it, and I say, Bridget, Jesus healed her lazy eye. We prayed, See, like you think, well, it ain't come. But I'm going to tell you, God working on it now. I say, God is working on it. I say, God is working on your ears. God is working on my liver. God is working on your ears. God is working on your intestine. God is working on it. And when he get to ready, oh my goodness, get to ready to be glorified, he going to say, Sister Taylor, so let's walk down there, put your hands upon him, and give a little boost, because it's not I, but it's Christ. You understand? It ain't none of me. It's Christ. And I think that's where people get all confused. Hell, like you said one time, you said, my ankles are stumbled. You said, God, wait a minute now. I want the gift of healing here. God was leading and guiding you. Always be good. Listen, there's nobody big, nobody tall. We all are leveled at the cross. I don't care what kind of what we come into. I don't care if we can raise the dead. If Jesus don't raise it, they'll be laying there dead. We walk into different places. We all are different. God put us in different spots. I'm just so happy to be up there. Hallelujah. But I got to have the same thing, the same Jesus that you got. Yes. Hallelujah. Now I may understand him a little better. He might talk to me and tell me things a little better because I'm the leader. But hallelujah, you got the same God. Yes. He dwells in you. You just got up there and said it. Amen. He and Ferguson too, Gwen. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. I just want you to turn around and shake somebody and say, I got it, and I thank God for Jesus. Oh, wait a minute. Got another testimony. Come on up here. Yeah. You know. Come up here, child. Yeah, she used to suck a thumb. And wait a minute, y'all. Wait. We got to show you this. Come here. She used to suck her tongue. And I wish we had some pictures. Her teeth were sticking out because she sucked her thumb. And we prayed, anointed her teeth. It didn't happen overnight, but look at here. Look at Jesus. Amen. We was talking about it in the car yesterday, but a lot of times you forget, just like the children of Israel. He brought them over the Red Sea, and as great as the miracle was, they don't forget it. But I remember that. And Bridge kept saying, honey, just ask Jesus. And her teeth was really, just ask Jesus. And look at her teeth. Just as pretty. Amen. Just as pretty. That you see that little boy there? You looking at a miracle. Looking at a miracle when he was born, and you're going to look at a miracle, what God going to do. I said, God is going to, he going to be tall as what ever God. We was another little boy, you can go. We was another little boy in our neighborhood, and he was so short, wasn't he, Bridget? The girl, he was so short, and we just felt such compassion for him. We just prayed for him, and now he about like this. He ain't just up here, but he like this. He about tall as Brian. You know, he ain't down here. Well, he would have been if we hadn't prayed. We just people. You got prayer in you. You got prayer in you.
Amen.
You got something in you, and something in you, something in you, and you and you. All of y'all got something in you. All you got to do is try it. That's all you got to do. It's up to him to do it. It's up to him. Get bold today. I pray that boldness may filtrate our spirits, all of us. Hallelujah. And that we will talk to sinners, that we will not be quiet, and tell them about the Lord. Hallelujah. Clap your hands for Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. But there, you never got your teeth pulled. Now, there's a natural way to take care of that. You make sure you do that. Don't rinse out that clog that comes in there. Then you have a dry. You have dry, huh? You have a dry socket. You don't want that. You thought you hurt. When you get that dry socket, you be hurt.
Amen.
Amen. So you make sure that stinking clog. It shows, stay. Stay in your mouth. I know you maybe want to just, you know, spit it. Don't do it. Because if you do it, you're gonna suffer. Yeah. You ain't done it, have you? Yeah. Oh, you sold? They stitched you up. Oh, well, good. Good. And brother, don't you get no scissors and try to get them out. You let the doctor do it. So she's been under. So let him do what he's supposed to. Yeah, let's. I think they rot, don't they? Yeah, they dissolve. Yeah. He stitched up. Yeah. That's good. So Lord, we thank you for all that you've done today. You enjoy the service today. I enjoy preaching. I really enjoy preaching. I do. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Brother Mark getting ready to do his step too. Yeah, I see. Yeah, he gonna do his step. And Brother John gonna do his step. And we all be stepping. Thank you, Jesus. I appreciate you, Lord, today. And I appreciate you all. You're so precious. Hallelujah. Gwen, I want to see you after service before I forget. Oh, thank you, Jesus. I remembered. Ain't that wonderful? Thank you. Y'all praying for your pastor. Praise God. Hallelujah. The Lord bless and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you. The Lord lift his countenance upon you. The Lord go with you in Jesus' name. In the name of the Lord. And may you never forget this service. That you would want to do more for the Lord. More to get in the place. Thank back what he done. Give him some kudos. Give him some, as the brothers say, you know, give him some praise. Because he's been good to you. God bless you in Jesus' name. Thank you.